Jeb gulped. His hands shook as he slid his blazer off, trying hard not to think about what his wife would say. Oh, God forbid. His mom. This was a sin. Adultery was a sin. Homosexual relations were a sin. And here he was bending over for Donald Trump 3 nights a week.
And then they fucked.
Hello, smart fiends. Hello. Tis I, the Marquis du Taint. And I'm here with my good friend and co-host,
Princess Jezebel.
The Princess Jezebel has joined us once again. How are you, Princess?
I'm well.
You're well?
My tummy's full.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
Oh, right. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you've brought a friend.
I did. Hello.
Who is your friend? Who is this friend?
Introduce yourself.
It is I.
Okay.
It is I, the Duchess of Dick.
Duchess of Dick.
Dick.
Yay.
I've waited so long to make your acquaintance.
Hello, lovely to
Could
meet you.
Could you spell Dick for the program, please?
D-I-C-H.
Dick. Dick.
That checks out. Yes, that's how it
works. Yes.
Also, Dick.
Dick.
Can you imagine if he lived in a place called Dick? Like, mm-hmm. I'm from Dick, Queensland.
I'm pretty sure there is a town in Austria called Dick.
Oh,
well, there probably doesn't mean penis over there, though.
No,
does
it doesn't.
What
it
does
doesn't.
It mean?
It means you.
Ich.
Oh, like ich liebe Dick.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you always hang on to your accent longer than I do. I always get rid of it.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was like, did I have to maintain an accent?
I do like Princess Jezebel, and then I'm like, nah, I'm done. So much effort.
Oh, you know, I just long to be anyone but me. So.
Ow!
Too real.
All right, let's do this.
All righty then. So have you brought a little tale for us?
Smutty tale?
A little smutty tale?
You know what? I did.
To titillate our audience?
Yes, I did. I'd like to introduce you to Carly's sexual adventures.
Yay!
Which Carly are we talking about?
Yes.
Carly.
iCarly?
iCarly.
Yay! Yeah. Did you ever watch iCarly?
No.
Yeah, you're far too old.
Far too old for that.
Yeah. I am not. That's
the theme song, okay, in case you're wondering.
Do you want like the premise? Do you know the premise?
Oh, no, I know all of iCarly. We've had iCarly before.
She's a girl who has a YouTube.
Just a girl with some YouTube.
Okay, it's a really excellent show. I would appreciate it.
I didn't say it was an excellent show. I just like the whole premise is that she just has like a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just has one.
That's like the entire premise. She has like a show.
Yep, and here it is.
We have a show too. It's not on YouTube though.
We should film them. Oh, then people would know who we are.
Yeah,
that's
and
not
you
the point.
You do a lot of obscene things. You and the
we do a lot of obscene gestures.
That's true.
And sound effects.
Ooh,
yeah.
Can't wait to see them.
Yeah,
I just mentioned some sort of labial action and
labial action.
Yeah, I'm still not recovered from the like extra large clitorises of last time. We looked up these like gigantic clitorises, and they're just so horrible.
I mean, you
was
just,
that's what it was it?
Yeah, you no, you
or was it labia?
No, it was definitely we
clitoris.
Did look up in
clitoris
large clitorises.
Yeah.
Large clitoris.
Clitori?
Yeah.
Clitorati.
Yeah, clitorixes. Who knows?
Mm.
Probably I don't know.
Someone.
Like probably
someone
like does.
Grammarians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
People that write
psychologists.
Dictionaries.
Sure.
Mhm. So
what's
anyway,
your story called?
It's just Carly's sexual adventures.
Oh, okay.
Fabulous.
All right, settle down, kids.
You need to turn your flux off. Your flux
leave me alone.
Me so much.
my flux is a little intense.
That is an intense flux.
Like we watch TV and then all of a sudden it'll turn bright orange. And I'm like, what is this flux? Like you can't even, there's no like contrast.
It's kind on my eyes.
Is
no,
that the max
painful.
That your flux can
no,
be
No, it gets
to?
Worse than that.
Oh, it gets worse after like 8 p.m.
Wow.
Mm. Is it? Not, oh, wow. It's only 7:30. Rock and roll. Okay.
All right.
Read your story.
Settle down, everyone. Let me tell you a story.
Says you.
Carly Shay was getting ready for her web show in her room. She decided, since the AC is out in the room that they do the show in.
Excellent writing. Excellent writing.
On wearing a blue crop top with no bra, which she rarely wears and finds uncomfortable, and a pair of pink shorts.
Me. Not really though. You.
Hey.
You're wearing a crop top right now.
It's a sports bra.
Yeah, which would in iCarly days was a crop top.
Okay, all right.
It's cropped.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wear a bra wearing it on under top. This. Or would you? I don't know.
No, but like a crop top when I was a kid was like the bra you wore before you had a bra.
Oh, like a training bra.
You used to
bra.
Wear like a crop top.
Oh, a crop top.
Like
okay.
I used to wear a crop top to school when I had to change in my sports uniform so no one would see my titties.
Mm.
Crop top.
Oh, crop top. I'll take it.
Thank you. This has been my TED Talk.
Carly head up to their studio room where Freddie and Sam are waiting for her. Sam is wearing a black tank top, a black choker, and light blue shorts. Freddie is wearing a t-shirt and pants.
So necessary.
Yep. She hugs her friends and says hi.
Hi.
Sam, aren't you hot wearing that? Carly
yes,
asks.
Sam. Aren't you hot? Surely you should wear less
tank
clothes.
Top?
Oh, just wait. Nope, not at the moment, Sam replied.
Good answer.
The show is getting ready to start, Freddie says, holding up five fingers. In 5, 4, 3, 2, he points to them. Hi, I'm Carly, and this is my co-host Sam, and this is iCarly, the only show on the internet with us, Carly says, introducing them to their audience. I only just decided to do the accent.
Yeah, that was bold choice.
Thank you.
Nicely. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. It was
shall I continue?
Well received.
All right. Well, yeah, there's more dialogue, so let's. Today, we're using a random sorting to pull up a video and react to it, Sam says.
A random what?
A random sorting.
Oh. Okay.
Just
like a random
up,
generator.
Yeah. But for videos, random. Like stumble upon, is that a thing? Mm. But for videos.
Yeah.
Does that still exist?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Mm. Good on them.
No reason it wouldn't exist.
Does that video, like, what's it called? Like Lime Pirates or something? And it's like the pirates just singing violently on your computer screen.
Sorry, what?
Do you remember that?
Okay. No, give me a minute. For this bold claim.
Oh, like not continue, please.
Okay. Yep. Freddie clicks some keys on his computer and a video comes up. The video starts with a girl, the same age as Carly and Sam, named Jessie.
Ooh.
She has red hair down to her shoulders, a tight-fitting top on, squeezing her tits, and booty shorts on. Meanwhile, while watching the video starting, Carly takes a drink from a bottle Freddie had next to him.
Oh. Very important that
Very
she takes
important.
A drink. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Is it
drugged? Could be an alcohol.
Let's find out.
Alcohol. I decoded your ruse.
This has been a ruse by me.
In the video, Jessie starts twerking, causing Carly's eyes to widen at the sight. Jessie slowly starts stripping and fingers herself smiling at the camera.
Is this on
Wait,
YouTube?
Is this a random generator on yeah. YouTube?
Well, it didn't say YouTube. It just said random sorting to pull up a video.
It must have been uploaded like 2 seconds ago because nobody's like filtered it yet.
Or it just looks fake videos on the internet and then of yes. course you're going to
it was,
get porn.
Because yeah. there's more porn than anything
High chance.
Else.
High chance.
Also, I definitely found the pirate website.
What is it?
It's like, do what you want because a pirate is free. Yaha, pirate. And then they're dancing and it says, lol, LimeWire. Do you not remember
lol,
this?
Lol, LimeWire.
Do you not remember this website?
Why is that a website?
I do not
it's
remember
just a
that
GIF.
Website.
Wow. Okay, this is really big when I was a kid.
It's just a GIF with.
Yeah, but then it changes and it says, do what you want because there's sound. Oh, are a pirate.
Yep.
Yaha, diddly dee. Yaha, da da. Etc.
If only this had been the video that had been randomly sorted.
It would have been a very different story. Less fingering, I would assume.
Yes.
Not none, but less.
Yes. Well, I can't see what the pirates are doing.
Well, true. Could be anything. The video end when Jessie comes and says, try this on your guys' show. Try this on your guys' show, I dare you. That's just not words.
Try this on your guys' show, I dare you.
Wait, so maybe it's a random video that someone has
sent
in to
yeah,
them.
Because it's very specific. Mm. It is tailored to them. Although she doesn't say, hey, Sam, hey, Carly, I'm going to finger myself, you do it too.
Yeah, but they said on your show. Yeah. It's like everybody's a show.
Mm. Mm. I mean, if you had to send a video of yourself fingering yourself to a show, what show would you send it to?
Definitely iCarly.
Taylor?
I don't have an answer, to be perfectly honest.
Not to like a late night
show. If I had a show, do you say if I had a video of myself fingering
If you had to send a video of yourself fingering yourself to a show, what show would it be?
Probably like The Office or something.
Like
what?
Like a so a scripted just, show.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for them to enjoy, like on a break or something. Like not as an instruction or like I'm not putting it on like bloody like Tosh.0 or in some shit like that. Mm. Like this week with John Oliver or whatever it is.
Week.
Definitely Fox and Friends is the right answer.
Fox and Friends.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Neither.
It's a talkback, a conservative talkback show on Fox, oh. on the Fox network. In
yes. Oh, you may have my fingering video.
Yep, she winks and the video ends. Mm. Sam, should we do it like she said? Carly asks.
Sam,
now let's do it better than she said.
We were dared to do it and I never backed down from a dare, Sam says.
Wow.
And wait.
That's going to get you in trouble.
Sam says that and brings in a mobile stripper pole. It's just a thing that they had.
This I had a friend in America. She had a stripper pole in her house.
Mobile?
No, it was like probably screwed into a like ceiling.
I know people that have a stripper pole. It's like, but it's really inconveniently placed like right in the center of their living room.
Yeah. Well, you can't put it close to shit because you whack it.
But like it's directly where they've got the couch and the TV. It's like directly in front.
So there's like a pole while you're watching TV.
I just like to establish that I don't mind that they have that a stripper pole is part of
it. It does lead me to believe that it's scripted.
Yes.
Like someone's seen that there's a fingering video and now they're bringing out a stripper pole. Why do you need a stripper pole to finger yourself?
It's just easier.
Is it?
You want to add something to hang on to.
Oh, I see.
Something to hang on to. You could just be sitting.
Like, well, to bend over and get a good angle.
Over a pole seems like that would be a lot more difficult than it needs to be.
I'm going like the back, like in this way. Rather than just like sitting and inserting.
I understand how it would be easier to finger yourself upside down. On
yeah, that's what
pole.
I mean. It's like bent over.
Sure. So are we assuming Carly and Sam are just like fit as anything? And you know what? Let's read on.
This is in someone's
why
imagination.
Speculate?
So I assume so.
Let's show our viewers something they won't forget.
Is it vagina? I feel like it's going to be
I will
vagina.
Never forget it, Zane.
There was some very big movement in studio. I'm not sure what that was meant to indicate. Were you attacked by a ghost?
Mel is constantly attacked by ghosts.
No one. Okay. Give me a second.
No. Do what you want because a pirate is free. Yo ho, pirates. Yar har diddly dee. Go, I'm a pirate.
Did you close the window? What happened?
I closed the window.
You idiot.
Sorry, let me just.
And you're
continue.
An idiot, twigged.
Wow. Okay. Let me just continue.
Please.
Moving on.
How much can we embarrass the Duchess tonight?
I just want to say you're definitely allowed to use my name. Okay. I've said Taylor several times.
Oh, I said Mel
times.
Already.
Yes.
But I didn't put your last name. It'll
Guys,
be in the
did
show
you see,
notes.
Listeners, did you feel how stressed I just got?
Yeah, you were blushing.
I have been blushing a lot tonight. Pre-show, during show,
definitely
probably post-show.
We're not ashamed of our smut consumption.
Oh, good. Okay. Cool. In which case, neither am I.
Good.
That's not entirely true, but I'll fake it till I make it.
Your mom would hate this show.
We won't tell my mom about this show.
My mom knows about this show.
Should I have never told your mom about this show?
Do not tell Cordita.
The answer is no.
I'm going to find her on Facebook.
You won't.
I will help you. She's got three names.
No. Okay. Let's not bring my mum into this just yet.
Shouts out Cordita.
We'll see how.
Cordita's also not her name, so don't worry about it.
Okay, fam. Let me really bring this home.
Oh, no. Okay.
Once again, let's show our viewers something they won't forget. Ew. Sam grabs Carly and pulls her into a kiss. Carly is shocked, but kisses back. The water she drank made her horny.
Sorry, what?
Does water usually have that effect on
It makes me
people?
Hydrated, usually.
I drink a lot of water.
Do you get horny a lot, actually?
Well.
Are you horny more when you're hydrated or when you're not?
I feel like yes.
The more you look after yourself, surely the more horny you get.
Although, if we look at whose pyramid is it? someone's pyramid. I can't remember his name.
A legit pyramid?
Yeah, it's a pyramid of like essential needs. The base ones.
Oh, yes.
Are I know sex, food, water. I don't even think shelter's on there.
No, shelter. Shelter's part of the bottom tier.
Sex, food, water, shelter, sleep, I think.
And then safety and then relationships and then.
Except shelter. I do rent an apartment.
Well, whose pyramid is it? Whose pyramid is it?
It starts with an M, is what I'm guessing.
M's period.
M's period.
The next story.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Wow. Mm. You've definitely turned me down already because I can't hear myself at all tonight. So I'm just going to talk louder.
Please don't.
Wow.
I have turned
Maslow's,
us all down at some point.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so how does Maslow's hierarchy of needs relate to the stripper pole and hydration of Carly and Sam?
Well, I'm just saying that it's a base need. So even without being hydrated, you probably will still be horny.
Mm.
Breathing, food, water, sex, sleep, homeostasis, excretion. Yeah, I feel like excretion's pretty necessary.
Yeah, it is.
But then like sexual intimacy isn't until the third tier.
Oh, it's part of relationships.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry, I really like Maslow's hierarchy. I think about it sometimes when I'm feeling lost.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. So, you know, the water she drank made her horny.
Good.
The girl starts stripping and twerk for the camera. Sam leaves her choker on and blows a kiss at the camera. Sam is laying on the floor while Carly licks her body, currently focusing on her tits.
Wait, what? She licks her own body?
Currently.
Can you reach your own tits to lick?
I think she's currently focusing on Sam's tits.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was licking but her
also,
own body.
Based off what you just did, you could probably lick your own
tits.
I don't
know that I could. Although I guess I have pretty big boobs.
Yes.
I mean, parts of, not the whole thing though.
Yeah, I could probably lick the top. I don't know if I'd get nipple.
I'm sure people out there can get nipple.
I'm sure some people can.
Oh, some people could. Yeah. I don't know that I could. Okay. I don't think you could.
That's okay. No judgment here.
It's not a required skill. Just drink some more water. You'll feel better.
I do enjoy that drinking some water is now shorthand for masturbation.
Ooh.
I'm just going to go to the bathroom and drink some water.
I also enjoyed that your wink was with both eyes.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of an alternating wink.
I was winking at both of you at the same time and you're on like opposite sides of me.
That's called a blink.
How dare you?
Yes, currently focusing on her tits, sucking on them eagerly.
Ew.
Sam moans and strokes her hair as Carly licks downward to her pussy. Carly licks Sam's pussy like she craves it. Is that a lyric?
Has anyone in this room ever craved pussy?
No. Maybe. We definitely can't tell my mum about this show. Definitely.
Alternatively, there's a great show called the Floof and Papa podcast you could check out.
Perfectly wholesome.
Perfectly wholesome.
Yeah, it's like
listenable
this show.
It's
exactly
like this show minus sex.
Minus pussy.
Much less pussy.
Much less. In every sense of the word.
Sam grips her head and wraps her legs around her face, causing Carly to lick deeper until Sam comes on her face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carly smiles with Sam's cum on her face and kisses her. Sam stands up and smiles at the camera. Well, that's it for this iCarly. Tune in next time to watch me make Carly squirt. Hope you enjoyed.
Okay.
That escalated quickly.
All right. I have some notes.
Excellent.
At no point were we ever told what the stripper pole was for. They just brought it out.
It was just to set the mood.
And then started cunnilingus. Like, that's just it.
I hate when you say cunnilingus.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It just
What would you prefer
me.
I say?
Pussy eaten.
Pussy eaten?
Or just like going down on each other or something.
Cunnilingus
is so formal.
I mean,
I feel like you're preparing for an exam.
It's
like,
a more fun word to say.
It's also got cun and lingus in it, and that's very close to.
I don't like either of those that make me feel nauseous.
Well,
you just started licking her.
But
cunning.
Also, I'm always nauseous, so.
What is your preferred word for.
Pussy eaten, apparently.
No, yeah. for vagina.
Oh.
For vagina?
Do you not like vagina?
My current one is noni.
Noni.
Yeah.
Noni.
Because my friend and I recently were talking about. People that do noni mapping for a living.
Yeah.
So I've been using noni a lot recently. Or just like, I don't know. I just like making sounds.
Right. So like you woohoo.
Yeah, or just like you yaya, like just whatever.
All right. What about you?
I like vagina.
Yeah.
Like such a gross word. I hate all anatomical words.
Oh, see, I'm currently like studying anatomy. Is a terrible so like,
word. I mean, penis is pretty funny though.
Penis is pretty good.
It's a funny word.
But also like dick, and I also like using cock like really out of context. Like cock is just such a weird
I've
word.
I've definitely done a monologue about this. About yeah, the different I names love for that penis. Monologue. Yeah. Weenie, yeah. Cock is harsh.
Remember before when I called you a weenie? Oh no, I called someone else a weenie.
You
never
did
mind.
Call someone else a weenie.
Relevant.
I like vagina. Pussy is a bit much for
pussy
me.
Pussy is one I save for like if I'm actually in a sexual scenario.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so glad I know that now.
Well.
See, pussy for me like just is too close to like meaning an actual cat.
Yeah, like at precious. My sister's rehearsal dinner when my grandmother decided to announce that Chelsea's cat was her grand pussy. And oh, we all sat pussy. There with our drinks just like,
I will say so I do. Good. My favorite words for genitalia are the ones that like grandmothers would use, like cunny.
I beg your
what? Can you just imagine an old British woman, you know, lower middle class, just talking to a young woman about her cunny?
I've Hi. Never heard that.
Neither
yeah,
have I.
It's hilarious. I love
I
it.
I like also when Americans say fanny because to
yes,
them
fanny
that's
is
like,
great.
Like I think for us it's more like butt, yeah. right? You're fanny. Yeah.
No. So fanny in America is butt.
Is butt.
In the UK and here it's vagina.
It's vagina, yeah.
Or at least it was. Now it's
a little bit transitioned. A little bit different.
Yeah. Right.
Good.
Fanny.
I don't know what I call vagina. Not
fanny. Fanny. Is it fanny? Do you call it fanny? I just can't stop saying fanny now. Fanny. It's a good word. I think that's my preferred word now.
That's why fanny pack is just kind of hilarious because it's meant to be like a bum bag, but it just sounds
vagina pack.
Like you're going to wear it on your vagina. So.
I mean, you can kind of.
Well, yeah, it's at the front.
You can cover it.
Yeah.
Real well, yeah, like, low rider, I guess.
It's not a big vagina.
Or a very big fanny pack.
What's that song by I Got a Bone to Pick? I think it's oh, he's that guy. Oh no, I'm in a fat vagina.
What?
That song? No, I don't.
I don't know
King
that
Kunta
song.
By that guy. Who's that guy?
King Kunta by that guy. Well, I would like to say that we're going to tell another story, but I don't think we are. We've already
Kendrick
gone quite
Lamar.
Long.
There's a lot.
Ah, by Kendrick Lamar.
Of course.
That.
Do you not know King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar?
No.
I'm ancient, Taylor.
Oh,
ancient.
That was a big part of me.
I don't listen to a lot
20s.
Of that.
Okay, never mind. Do we have to end now? Did we go over in one story?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, no, we did. We did, had a whole bunch on like a genitalia
we did
vocabulary.
Some fucking ad-lib.
Yep. Yep.
And we had a big discussion about stripper poles in
and
the
hydration.
And hydration and the importance
getting
of
that
hydration.
Horny hydration.
Mm. Yeah. To be fair, I think I will admit breathing and hydration are both basic needs, but I think one is definitely more important than the other.
Is it?
Water?
Breathing.
Oh.
Breathing's definitely more important than the other.
Damn it. So close.
Oh, I really wanted to pass this quiz, but here we are.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to come back next week and do it all over again.
Come back.
Yay, you get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm
just here to repeat
to
funny
say,
words.
Like, orgasm.
Before Fanny. We go, we'll just let you know that we are once again sponsored by PeckinToys.com. And you can go to their website and use our code BATESAFE, BATESAFE. And you can get a discount at checkout.
Can confirm it works.
Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
So go do that. Find us on social media. We are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. And you can find us on the web at
That's
Not
Canon. Instagram.
Not Instagram because they are very, very stringent about what you can and can't put on Instagram.
Oh, dear.
And our content is filthy.
Stringent. Oh. My bad.
Until next time, I've been the Marquis Detained here with...
Oh, that's me, Princess Jezebel.
And Duchess, our special guest...
Duchess of Deer.
Duchess of Deer.
Deer.
Hey guys, it's Julie.
And KB.
From Elvis Lives, a conspiracy theory podcast.
What do we talk about, Julie?
Conspiracies.
No way.
What kind do we talk about?
Celebrities.
Government.
Time travel.
Ooh. Tune in every Monday.
What day?
Monday.
What was it?
Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Monday for your fill of conspiracy theories.